Well, hi again, and welcome to Telesales and Prospecting Success. I'm Arne Subcheck. If you've gone through any corporate sales training or training developed and delivered by your company, you've probably been exposed to benefit lists. These are lists of all the great attributes of your products and services that you're supposed to present on your calls. And every time I see one of these goofy things, I think of one of my favorite sayings, and it's this: a benefit is only a benefit if the person hearing it perceives it to be a benefit at that very moment. Otherwise, a benefit is nothing more than something you think they should be interested in. And what you think is worthless without their concurrence. Therefore, if you're presenting these benefits without knowing for sure they truly are of interest to the listener, you run the risk of creating resistance. So instead, what I suggest you do is grab that benefit list and use it to compile a question list, which determines if the benefit indeed is meaningful. For example, let's take the so-called benefit of saving time on all of your stapling and folding. Now, that would be meaningful only if the listener feels he's spending too much time on the task and therefore is perceiving it as a problem. So what you'd want to do is create a question to determine if that problem even existed. Then brainstorm for the possible answers, think of your replies, and then present the benefit if appropriate. The first question could be something like, how much time is your staff now spending on folding and stapling? If they say none, you would be prepared to follow another line of questioning without skipping a beat, as opposed to sitting there with your mouth open wondering what you're going to say next. Now, conversely, if they admit they're paying a person to do nothing but fold and staple all day long, you'd be prepared to follow with need embellishment questions such as, what does the labor cost for that? Are there other tasks they might be performing if they didn't have to spend so much time folding and stapling? And when you do create these questions, you really want to help them see and feel the problem all over again. Kind of reminds me of something I experienced during the winter. I was driving into the office, and I heard a radio commercial that really used this questioning technique very well. It helped the listeners visualize and feel the pain or problem, even if they didn't even realize they had one. For example, the commercial asked, remember the last time a big old truck went by you on the highway and splashed gunk all over your windshield? And how about the frustration you feel when that happens and you're out of windshield washer fluid? And I said, oh, I hate that, I yelled into the radio, realizing I was talking to it. But the questions did a very effective job of helping me think of the pain that I dreaded. And I was certainly receptive to hearing about the wiper fluid sale. So after brainstorming for the needs you can fill and the problems you can solve, consider starting questions with phrases such as, how often do you notice? When was the last time you needed to? What do you do when? Remember the last time you had a situation where? What if? How would you handle it? What happens when? What problems does it cause you when? How often? Frame your questions so that they get the listener thinking about a possible need that they have. For example, what happens when you need a part right away and your supplier on the East Coast has left for the day? The key here is being prepared for what you'll say next. Sounding smooth doesn't come naturally. Sounding foolish does for a lot of people. It's a direct result of not being prepared. So use benefit lists to create questions, the answers to which will tell you if the benefit truly is one. And be certain you're prepared like a chess master for the way you'll go, regardless of what is thrown at you. Until next time, I'm Art Subcheck.